Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody, I'm Bob Salter. You know, on Sunday mornings, I like to have some fun. I've talked many times about traveling around this building. Traveling within the building. And I just got done doing some of that. What's going on here? Why am I traveling around 5 minutes before the show, visiting people at other radio stations in the building, when we got a show to do here? Oh, wait a minute. After all, I've been here for almost 3 hours. I know how to do the show by now. All right? I'm confident in the fact the show is going to go along and go well. I like to say hello to some of my colleagues at some of the other places here as well. And good morning to you. Welcome aboard to our program. On our show today, we're going to change things a little bit from what we had planned because the person who was scheduled to be with us cannot be today. And we did not do something last week that quite possibly some of the folks who are listening to us may have expected us to do in the weekend leading up to the anniversary or commemoration of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. And in part, in this first hour of our program, and we're on the air until 7:30 this morning when the NFL preview happens. First hour of our program this morning, we're going to open up the phones and talk with you about this topic of terrorism. Because obviously in London this past week, I would think to probably no one's surprise who was actually paying attention, there was a bomb attack that took place, sent commuters scurrying, lots of people injured. There have been arrests since then. But this idea of terrorism in 2017. I've asked the question before on this program, but I'm going to ask this today because of something I was observing earlier this morning before coming into the station. Because I like to people watch. And I'm watching people scurrying about at two of the mass transit centers in the city. And as I was watching, I was just looking to see if people seemed to have an extra bit of concern or caution as they were moving about I was also watching the law enforcement officers who are around in abundance in some areas as well. And kind of watching their attitudes too. Because my question surrounds this idea of, okay, it's 2017. We know what happened September 11th, 2001. It's not that we've forgotten it. But as we progress and proceed in our daily lives, is it really still a strong concern in this country? And by it, I mean this topic of terrorism. And if it's not, what kind of message is that really sending? And then the other issue that I put out, we've had over the past couple of weeks several phenomenal weather events affecting large portions of the southern part of this country, specifically Hurricane Harvey, its impact in Texas, legendary. And then, of course, this time last weekend, we were anticipating Hurricane Irma barreling into Florida. And the impact there, leaving literally millions of people without power. Phenomenal winds and other impacts. Though the path of the storm changed from what originally had been predicted. As we watch things like this develop weather-wise, the question has to be raised. Climate change? Is this the future where we can have such phenomenally strong storms that we have to deal with? And is this an actual effect of climate change? A couple of questions I'm putting out there. Want to get us started in this hour one of our program. Between 7 and 7:30 this morning, we're going to have a very interesting guest join us and go in an area of discussion where we've not ever really gone before. I'm looking forward to that too. But hour one, I want to take some of your calls. WFAN's toll-free line, 877-337-6666. It's brought to you by Mohegan Sun Connecticut, Mohegan Sun Pocono, and Resorts Atlantic City. And I'll tell you what, let's get started with folks on the phones. It's an open phones hour, this first hour of our program. Usually, this time, every September, I try to open up the phones around this commemoration or anniversary of 9/11. Obviously, we have the other issue of the effect, devastating effect of these hurricanes as well. Get some of your thoughts on this. Let's go to the phones first. We're headed to Ron in Oceanport, New Jersey. Ron, good morning. Welcome to the Fan.
Good morning, sir. I really enjoy the show. I'd like to address terrorism. In all sincerity, it is a real problem. There's no doubt about it. In fact, I was in New York a couple years ago walking two blocks from Times Square where someone had something planted in a car that didn't explode. But here's the reality. I believe, in all fairness and all sincerity, the news media, the vast news media of America, does not address real terrorism in a way that is more threatening. I experienced terrorism Friday night driving to a meeting. A guy was tailgating me in a really crazy way. Every day when I'm on the roads, I experience the kind of terrorism that kills 40,000 people a year. And I think what I'm saying, all people know. But what happens is the news media does not want to engage people in a way where they really have to take responsibility for themselves and others, because it's work and it's threatening. So statistically, when I go to New York on the train, when I walk around New York and I see all kinds of stuff, the odds of me being really harmed are so, so small compared to what's being overblown in the news. And it's a reality. Yes, terrorism exists. But that's my thought. I mean, the other piece is all of the heart disease, all of the crazy things that go on in America that are really killing people in vast, vast numbers. Alcoholism, 25% of people in hospitals have alcohol-related disease. So if we really look at what true terrorism is, it's what people are doing to themselves on a daily basis. I don't mean to sound like I'm lecturing, but that's the reality. And if it was really addressed, people wouldn't be listening, watching the news, because they'd be confronted with taking action in their lives that they don't want to take. What do you think?
I think that's a very interesting way of putting it, and I tend to agree with you on that point about nobody really wants to face these issues and address them head on in many cases, too. And your perception with the news media and the coverage of that, you're certainly not alone in feeling the way that you do.
In fact, if you think about this one, the fast food industry is, and I know it's choice. I understand the concept that when I'm in New York and I go to Penn Station, mm-hmm. something could happen that I'm a victim of. It's true. It could happen. But statistically, the stores in Penn Station and what they're selling is doing more harm than in, as I walk through there, that's ever going to happen with all the good people there who provide security. What can I tell you? It makes me smile, because that's the goofiness of our society that's going on. But lastly, one of the radio people did say something on public radio about how politicians use fear-mongering to get people's attention and get votes. And that's the scary, sad thing that goes on. If politicians were addressing morbid obesity, alcoholism, smoking, driving like maniacs, as some people do, people wouldn't want to hear it, and they wouldn't get the vote. So they go with what's irrationally fear-based, and it really is harming our country. That's what I worry about. My last thought. We are our worst enemies.
We got to go, unfortunately. Thank you very much for your call this
morning. Thank you, sir.
Interesting discussion we're having, and we've really just begun. 877-337-6666 is our number here at The Fan.
Radio.com.
And good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. In hour one of our program, we've opened up the phones here at The Fan, 877-337-6666. We're talking about a couple of different things that I've put out there as thoughts, want to get your reaction to. This topic of terrorism always is something that we can talk about, and especially after the bomb attack in London in the past week. And I've also put out the idea of climate change. We hear it talked about, obviously, after Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma. Is this a concern? Or is it not? Let's go back to the phones. I want to try and get in as many of your calls as possible. Tom in Southold has been holding for a while. Tom, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I wanted to address the climate change question. I believe that, you know, probably and likely we are creating significant climate change, and all of that is probably scientifically valid. But I don't think that looking at 1 year of having two or three major hurricanes is a good sample size to make the decision or say that the climate change is creating this, because those things are so variable year to year, even in the past few years, that I think that, you know, it's possible that those are caused by our human effect on the climate, but I doubt, I think that scientifically that wouldn't really hold up as a sample size.
Okay. I appreciate your comments on that. Did you want to address the terrorism topic too?
Sure, yeah. I think the last caller, I think, went a little bit off topic, but I understood where he was coming from. But, yeah, I think we're very worried about terrorism. But his point about the fact that statistically the chance of being involved in a terrorist attack directly at any given time is so low, and I think we all sense that, that's why I think we walk around, you know, more or less immune to it on a moment-to-moment basis. Unless we think about it or we see a very strong police presence in an area, then we probably think about it more significantly. I do think, though, that our society is doing a very good job in this area, because I think there would have been a lot more terrorist attacks had it not been for the diligence of our police and FBI and the other bodies that manage that. I think they're getting to these things before they really happen, and I do appreciate that.
Thankfully, there have not been any more things on the level of 9/11, and hopefully there never will be in this country again. Thank you very much for your call this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
And your kind words. 877-337-6666 is our number here at The Fan. We go to Lee in Smithtown, who's been holding for a while. Lee, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. And yourself?
I'm doing well this morning. Thank you. I'm actually, you know, I was going to touch base on the whole terrorism comment with respect to, obviously, the numbers and, you know, what's offered to the groups via, you know, food. And, you know, you brought up alcoholism and this thing and that thing. But, you know, the last caller kind of touched base on that with the respect of, you know, those are decisions that individuals make on their own versus terrorism, where it's obviously, you know, a decision that's obviously not made by any of us other than the person who's trying to do something for the wrong reason. But, you know, I'm going to tie that together kind of with the whole global warming piece, and say that, you know, if you take the two of them and you put them together, there really isn't any true, I mean, if you look at, you know, the actual coverage of global warming, and people who have really studied it that are, you know, from MIT and you know, extremely intelligent individuals, there's really nothing to say that global warming is a, you know, a true factual thing. It may seem coincidental. It's, to me, in a sense, almost the same as terrorism. It's what you're thinking about at that particular time, and then how you want to draw recent circumstances into what could be a long-lived just term of life, in the sense that we're always going to have people that terrorize us as a culture, and we're always going to have weather situations that are different. And you know, it's just, as a culture, we need to just get used to dealing with that. And I think we'll all be the better for it. And we can't worry about things like that. We need to obviously be, you know, cognizant of it, but we cannot spend our time worrying about things like that when we have friends and family, and, you know, so many other things to deal with every single day that mean a lot more, and allow, you know, not allowing these people into our world.
Well, that's one of the things that has been talked about, certainly in the aftermath of 9/11, is the fact we have to go on and live our lives, which seems to be exactly what you're saying, too. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much for your patience on the phone and also for your comments on both topics this morning.
You got it, buddy. Good morning.
Thank you. Take care now. 877-337-6666 is our phone number here at The Fan. You want to jump in on the topics that I've put out, open up the phones this hour of our program on The Fan. I've put out the idea of, because we didn't talk about this last week on the show, terrorism. You know, the, what was it, 16-year anniversary or commemoration of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks was this past week on Monday. And in the aftermath of that, as I said at the start of the show this morning, I'm curious as to where our mindset is with this topic now. Is it something that you think about? Especially when you're in busy areas, the transportation centers like the mass transit centers. Even as you go about your daily lives, because obviously it's been shown, you know, an attack basically can occur anywhere. What's really troubling in London are that there have been several bomb attacks that have occurred in areas surrounding mass transit. And that's something that I'm sure has the attention of those who seek to prevent that sort of thing, especially happening in this country. The other topic I've put out is this topic of climate change, because we hear people talk about this. We've had some major weather events hit this country in the past couple of weeks. Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma. Do you believe in climate change? Or do you think, this isn't what it's cracked up to be? 877-337-6666 is our phone number here at The Fan. Tell you what, we'll see if we squeeze in a call here from Terry in Armenia. Terry, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning, Mr. Salter. When it comes to climate change, there are so many cycles involved. You know, Great Ice Age, the so-called mini ice age that took place and is documented in Europe, particularly in the 18th and early 19th centuries. Anybody who wants perspective on this, even though the book is 35 years old, should look for a copy of a book by a man named Cornell, called the James Cornell, called the Great International Disaster Book. Anybody who says that we don't have a big enough sample needs only to consult that book. I think the major issue with respect to climate change is the degree to which the human race is accelerating the process of global warming. I think it's undeniable, and I think it is repellent that governments around the world, that there are some, particularly our own at the present time, if you will, deny the fact that humanity is skewing the process. And that, I think, is absolutely, if you will, disgraceful.
Well, you've certainly stated very...
May I make one observation about terrorism?
Go right ahead.
As someone who had six friends killed on September 11th, 2001, including one of the firemen whose education I helped to finance, the sad aspect to me is that I was brought up to take pride in the fact that in the United States of America, we were the only people in the world who did not have to go around with ID. In a sense, Osama bin Laden won because of the inevitable reaction that, if you will, confuses vigilance with security, and that I think has, in some unfortunate but inevitable ways, diminished the quality of life in the United States of America. I thank you for giving me, if you will, the podium for a few minutes.
Terry,
great work.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your kind words and also your call this morning. We'll have more of your calls as we continue in our program here on The Fan. We, in this first hour of our program, have opened up the phones talking about a couple of topics that I threw out at the beginning of the program. One on this topic of terrorism in the aftermath of the bomb attack in London late this week, and also in the time period surrounding the 16th anniversary or commemoration of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. Interested in your thoughts about this topic of terrorism. And interestingly enough, this morning, out of Paris, a British Airways flight was evacuated by armed police at Charles de Gaulle Airport. The flight's on its way to, was on its way to Heathrow Airport in London. The pilot warned passengers of a, quote, direct security threat. So all the passengers evacuated from that plane, their baggage searched on the tarmac, as I understand reading about this online. And the plane, obviously, and the passengers being held at the airport in Paris, too. That's one of the topics I've put out there. The other topic is the topic of climate change, especially in the aftermath of what we have seen with these two storms, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, the drastic effects that those have had, especially in the southern portion of this country. Interested in your thoughts on either one of those topics as we open up the phones. We had a little bit of change from what we had planned to do this morning. You can reach us at 877-337-6666 and share your thoughts. We've had some very interesting comments on our program thus far, and we'll try to take as many of your thoughts on this topic as we can between now and 7 o'clock this morning. So let's go back to the phones, 877-337-6666, and let's head over to Little Ferry, New Jersey, and say good morning to Bob. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good, good. Good to hear. This morning, I went to the 7-Eleven to get a cup of coffee. I'm on my way to Connecticut. In fact, I'm at Connecticut right now. And I get out of my vehicle, and I walk through the little parking lot, and I see, look like clothing or something in the corner of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked by, and I looked at it. In other words, there's a case of where I'm not paranoid, I'm not going crazy with the terroristic threat to me, but at the same time, I'm very aware to notice anything that looks unusual or something that might be reportable, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we all do that to a certain degree. So in that respect, we are very, very aware of the possible threat of terrorism from anywhere. My question, Bob, and my statement is this. In the history of mankind, going back to, I don't know, Alexander the Great, however far you want to go back, there's always been a clash between people that wanted to take over the quote-unquote planet or whatever civilization was at the time, and that's something that's been involved with humans from the beginning, I guess. But what's happened here in the last, I don't know how many years, 50 years or so, maybe less than that, is all of a sudden these people that have a war with Western civilization. But, you know, I think even Russia has been, you know, sabotaged and everything. So whatever it is, these people from these Middle Eastern countries believe strongly that we are a threat to them and they don't like the way we live. But so instead of calling it a war where we did throughout the years of civilization, they have tried something different. What they do is they recruit these people, and God only knows how they recruit these people and where they come from and what their histories are. Are they all insane? Are they all deprived people? Are they people without family? But wherever they get them, they have to train these people. So they're not totally illiterate. They have to know to pull a string to blow themselves up in the middle of Times Square or something like that. You know what I mean? So
yes,
they know what's involved. And the point is, what happened here? In other words, we are at war with a government of where these people come from. And when they decide to attack Mrs. and Mrs. John Smith, who is working, who's raising a family, and you want to blow them up, or with some other gentleman that's walking along the street and blow him up, might be a doctor on the verge of getting to solve a big problem with a disease or something like that. They are attacking the people. And that's where things have changed. In other words, it's no longer a war anymore, where a country doesn't believe another country is doing the right thing and they want to contest it. And so technologically and everything else, sure, we have more arms, so they can't fight us, you know, like that in a battle. So what they've decided to do is attack the people. And that's where I have a real problem with that. And the problem I have is the people that blow us up, or the terrorists that do a harm, they're doing it in the name of Allah. I mean, I have a problem with that. I don't know what Allah is all about, but assuming that it's a religion like all others and it's basically good, there's no way that that religion tells their people, their followers, to blow up other innocent people. So that's where I'm very confused, and I think that that has to be investigated a lot. Because I don't buy this, that where these people just get this motivation to blow up innocent people in other countries and blow themselves up. That's where I think we really are a little lacking. We have to investigate that and see what we can do and attack it that way.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking back to September 11th, 2001, thinking of the aftermath of the terrorist attacks and the news that basically 19 young men pulled off and I have to be careful with my words here in how I state this, a sadistically, technically brilliant maneuver. And I say sadistically brilliant because of what they did. That's the sort of thing that's out there that fortunately has not occurred again in this country, but it is the sort of thing that's kind of hanging out there as a possibility. I know, you know, law enforcement is mobilized in a way that it was not before September 11th, 2001, obviously. And our lives have all changed as a result of what took place that day and in the years afterward. But I also wonder, and part of my reason for even putting this question out there today was, have people really kind of let their guard down because there hasn't been something here?
No, I don't think so. We're depending on the government, Bob, in order to do it. And I think in that respect, they are doing a good job. But let me ask you something because of what you just said. Mm-hmm. The 19 people you described, would you describe them as soldiers? What would you discuss? See, that's the theme of what I brought up. What would you describe those 19 people? Are they soldiers or are they just people?
The first word that comes to my mind is fanatics, because I can't see them and I can't describe them personally as soldiers, no. You know, they were recruited in whatever fashion they were. Obviously, Al-Qaeda had a very sophisticated training regimen and camps, literally, and, you know, this was something that was planned for and they trained for a long time before September 11th, 2001. And, you know, heading into that day, there was the possibility that they weren't going to be able to pull that off. It only happened to work in the fashion that everything that they wanted, I guess, pretty much came together in the right fashion for them to pull this off. And unfortunately, have the drastic effect that they did and take all the lives that they did, as well as their own lives, too. But no, I wouldn't see them as soldiers because I almost see that as a perversion of the term soldier.
Well, if they're not soldiers, and like you said, that they're trained, et cetera, again, I go back to the roots here, then these people that apparently are religious, and they're being trained to attack innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're not attacking a military base, right, or whatever. They're going after people. I have a tremendous problem with that. I don't understand where that comes from. And they feel that strongly? Are they brainwashed that much? That's where I think we have to spend time, and not necessarily the military, but other people have to be involved with this, you know, from our country, to try to analyze that a little bit. And then maybe we could do a kind of reverse propaganda thing and influence these countries and the people and all the Muslim people that live in this country to help us, which I don't think we've gotten enough help from them. But we have to do something because something is dramatically wrong. We don't kill each other for no reason. And if they are brainwashed to believe that they're going to kill Mr. and Mrs. Smith because it's going to help their cause, no, I don't believe that. I have a problem with that. And that's where we have to look into it. It's a different aspect. It's a different way. It's not military or anything. But I think somehow we have to get to those people to deny them the ability to do these crazy things that they do.
Interesting thoughts, Bob, that you have shared with us. Thank you very much for your call, your patience on the phone, too, and travel safely today.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Thank you. 877-337-6666 is our phone number here at The Fan this Sunday morning. You want to jump in with your thoughts on these topics of terrorism. I've also put out the idea of climate change, especially in the aftermath of these hurricanes that have devastated areas of the southern portion of this country, as well as what took place in the Caribbean, too, as the effect of Hurricane Irma. And whether or not climate change even is something that people believe in, because we have that issue being raised on a fairly regular basis, too. And interested in your thoughts, you want to jump in. It's in this first hour of our program. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we had something else planned, as happens at times on this show. That got changed. So we adapt and are moving on with this. We have another guest who's going to join us on our program and go in a completely different direction after our 7 o'clock sports update. All right. Before we finish up this hour, let's work in Mike in Connecticut, who has joined us here at The Fan. Mike, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Hey, good morning. Great program. This is my first time passing through the area and listening to this. Wow, what a great show. And thanks for taking all the calls to let people voice their opinions.
Thank you.
I wanted to make a quick comment on the terrorism. And the last caller had some really great thoughts. I think that one of the problems with what he had said was he highlighted the ignorance of most Americans as to the root of terrorism. At least in regards to the current terrorism that we're facing, which comes overseas in the form of Muslim religious extremists. And for Americans at this point not to know about the Islamic religion and not to know the fundamental teachings of it, what its foundations call for, what it allows, I think that's on us. If we're not going to go and educate ourselves about what the Islamic religion is and what the fundamentalists believe over there, then the blame is solely on ourselves. I took some time to do that, acquainted myself loosely with the teachings of the Quran and the fundamental principles of Islam. And if you're looking for a reason as to why they do that for the previous caller, and you don't understand it and you're confused, it's very simple. The terroristic roots are rooted in the religious beliefs that they have. And I think religion as a whole, not to get into a separate topic, but religion as a whole causes the terrorism problem. It's not a government issue. It's not a people being insane or anything like that. These are people of normal intelligence, just like you or myself, and in many cases educated quite well, certainly capable with technology and various other things. Use those tools and intellect for a religious purpose to accomplish a goal, which goes against the predominant Christian beliefs of the United States and the lifestyle that we have that couples with that. Mm-hmm. I would also encourage anyone who questions the value of terrorism and its foundations to also look at the other types of religions that we have in our country, which also teach largely the same things. They make justifications for various acts of violence in all sorts of different manners, not just blowing up a building or targeted against one group, but all in the name of, my opinion, make-believe, something that cannot be proven, and our form of make-believe is more accepted right now than their form of make-believe, but really, in truth, only one or two degrees away, the degrees being the amount of action that the followers actually physically go and take. They mm-hmm. take the steps to blow other people up. We have become removed from the religious foundations within the United States enough to the point that we are not currently acting on that anywhere near as much. But
Mike, unfortunately,
fundamental teachings are included in both religions, and that needs to be examined and then understood. When you do that, you'll understand why terrorism is occurring quite a bit.
Mike, thank you very much for your call. Travel safely, too. Interesting thoughts you've shared with us on our program this morning and an interesting hour of our program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.